أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله أما بعد فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه صدق الله العلي العظيم Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I would like to talk about backbiting. Backbiting is a very important subject, and it is from one of the major sins that everyone should avoid from backbiting. Actually, if a society wants to live with a calm, with a peace, with a security, in that society there should not be any backbiting. If backbiting becomes a culture in a society, then of course all the people will not live in that society with a manner which there are calm, there are peace, then there are honors. Everyone likes to be honorable. Everyone likes to have respects in the society. But without backbiting, we can reach to this matter and to this end and aim. And if we do, and if we make backbiting our habits and our culture, then of course we will not be able to have a society with honors, a society that the people who live in that society, they feel respects. Now, first of all, I would like to talk about the definition of this subject. What does backbiting mean? And the second, I would like to talk about backbiting according to the Holy Quran. And the third, I would like to talk about backbiting according to the hadiths, according to the narrations which came from our Prophet, peace be upon him. You know the meaning of backbiting, and it came in many hadiths also from our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his household. You know that there is two words that they are near to each other. One is backbiting, which in Arabic we say al-ghiba, and the other is accusation, which in Arabic we say at-tuhma awil buhtan. So, and you know the difference between these two. If a person in reality have an attribute, and you are saying that while that person dislike to be that attribute published or propagandized, then that is backbiting. But if a person does not possess such an attribute, in such characteristic, and you are trying to say and to blame someone and to accuse someone, so that is accusation. Both of these two are forbidden in Islam. And now, according to one hadith which came from our Prophet, peace be upon him, our Prophet said and defined the backbiting or ghaibat. He says, al-ghaibatu dhikruka akhaka bima yukrihu. What does ghaibat mean? What does backbiting mean? Backbiting means that you are mentioning and saying something about your brother while your brother dislike that. And your brother do not like that you talk about him, about the things which is secret and which is hided to him and no one knows that. So it is ghaibat. In another story, again, our Prophet, peace be upon him, he defined the backbiting. One day, some of the people, some of the followers of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, they also were sitting there near the Prophet. Our Prophet said and asked from the people, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْغَيْبَ? Our Prophet asked from his companions and his and from his followers, do you know what does ghaibat mean? What does backbiting mean? قَالُوا. Some of the followers of the Prophet, they addressed the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Almighty Allah, in his messenger, in his Prophet, he knows better than us. They know better than us. Qala. Then our Prophet, he defined the ghaibat, he defined the backbiting and said, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يُكْرِهُ. Ghaibat means that you are saying something about your brother while your brother dislike that. قِيلَ. One of the persons who were sitting there near the Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَانَ فِي أَخِي مَا أَقُولُ. If some habits are actually in our brothers, what do we say? Then again it is backbiting. Our Prophet said, قال, إن كان فيه ما تقوله فقد اغتبته وإن لم يكن فيه ما تقوله فقد بهته. Our Prophet said that if something is in your brother and you are talking about that thing which in actually your brother possesses, that is ghaibat, that is backbiting. But if your brother does not possess that habit and you are telling something, you are blaming him, you are accusing him, that is tuhmat, that is accusation, and that is not backbiting. That is accusation. That the sin of accusation is worse and too much more than backbiting. Now we understood the meaning of backbiting. Again, there is a hadith from Abu Zar Ghaffari. He narrated from our Prophet, peace be upon him, again about the meaning of ghaibat. An Abi Zar قلت يا رسول الله وما الغيبة. Abu Zar says that one day I was sitting near the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and I asked from the Prophet about the meaning of the backbiting, and I asked, O Prophet, what does backbiting mean? قال ذكرك أخاك بما يكره. If you tell something about your brothers that your brother dislike, that is backbiting. قلت يا رسول الله فَإِنْ كَانَ فِيهِ الَّذِي يُذْكَرُ بِهِ. If I say something about my brother while he possesses that, and actually he is like that, so again it is ghaibat. Our Prophet said, قَالَ اِعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ إِذَا ذَكَرْتَهُ بِمَا هُوَ فِيهِ فَقَدْ اغْتَبْتَهُ وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَهُ بِمَا لَيْسَ فِيهِ فَقَدْ بَهَتَّهُ. You should know it, Abu Zar. If you say something about your brother, that your brother possesses that and he dislikes that, so that is ghaibat, that is backbiting. But if he does not possess that and he does not know about that, so that is a blaming, that is tuhmat, that is accusation. So up to now, we understood the meaning of backbiting. Now, let me talk about this matter according to the Holy Quran. As I have recited for you, brothers and sisters, one verse from the Holy Quran about the ghaibat. Almighty Allah forbidden us to commit backbiting. And Almighty Allah said that you should not do this. It is forbidden for you. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَهْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُ. Our Prophet ordered to all the people that you should not commit this backbiting. Do not backbite one another. Would any one of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Why? While your brother is dead, do you like to eat the flesh of your dead brother? And it is very obvious and clear that all the people dislike and hate to eat from the flesh of his brothers. فَكَرِهْتُمُ. Then you should not commit backbiting. It is forbidden. And the second verse of the Holy Quran is this, which Almighty Allah said, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Curse be upon those people who are backbiting. Lumaza means to backbite someone. Lumaza means that a person is not present here and you are saying something about him while he dislikes that. So that means lumaza. And you should not do that. While, which came in the beginning of this verse of the Holy Quran, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Some of the scholars, Islamic scholars, they said that Wail is the name of a place which is in the hell, which is in the fire. So Almighty Allah said that if you do backbite the others, if you commit this sin, if you backbite the others, then you will enter to that place which is named in Quran Wail. The third verse of the Holy Quran is this, that Almighty Allah said, لَا يُحِبُّ اللَّهُ الْجَهْرَ بِالسُّوءِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ إِلَّا مَنْ ظُلِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا عَلِيمًا. Almighty Allah said, Allah does not like that a person says something bad to his brother, except to that position that a person is cruel, a person is oppressed, and as he became oppressed, so then he can say something bad to the oppressors and to the cruel person, to the unjust person. So again from here we can understand that to say something bad for our brothers, it is forbidden. It is not good, and Allah dislike that. The fourth ayah is this, that Almighty Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Almighty Allah said, those people who like to propagate, to say something which is bad and about those persons that they are believers. So there are some people that they like to say something which is bad and evil. So Almighty Allah says, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. They will be punished in the hereafter. And also in this world, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. This world and also in the hereafter. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Almighty Allah knows while you don't know. So again, from this verse we can understand that even someone who like to publish the evil things of their brothers, so they will be punished in this world and also in the hereafter. When Almighty Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ, it means that they like to publish, to propagand, to spread, and to tell about the things which are bad about the believers. So they did not commit it. That's why Almighty Allah said that they like to do it, but they did not do it. So they will be punished, both in this world and also in the hereafter. It means that backbiting is forbidden, and it is one of the major sin. Now when we understood through the Holy Quran, I would like to talk about this matter, about backbiting according to the hadiths which came from the Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet said in many places about the backbiting, and he said that you should not commit it, and it is forbidden. So one of his saying is, in the sermon which he said in the Hajjatul Wida. Hajjatul Wida means the last Hajj which our Prophet he has done. In that Hajj, he delivered a sermon for the people, and he gave a lecture, a very important lecture. Among the things which our Prophet said was this: Ayyuhannas, O people, I order you, and I'm going to tell you, Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa a'radakum alaykum haram. O people, you should understand it, and you should pay attention, and you should know it, that your blood, your property, your honor, they are honorable for you, and they are respectful for you, and it is very important for you, and you should know it. كَحُرْمَةِ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا. And as this city is very important, I mean Mecca, so this blood, your property, your honors also, like this city is important. إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ الْغَيْبَ. Then in the end, our Prophet, peace be upon him, said that Almighty Allah forbidden backbiting. كَمَا حَرَّمَ الْمَالَ وَالدَّمْ. As Almighty Allah, he forbidden your property. And he said that your property is honorable, and also your blood is honorable, and these things should be respected. So it means that it is very important that we should pay attention to this matter. We should not backbite any others. The second hadith which came from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, our Prophet said, if you backbite your brothers or your sisters, then Almighty Allah will not accept your prayers, your fasting up to 40 days. This is a saying from our Prophet. مَنْ اِغْتَابَ مُسْلِمًا أَوْ مُسْلِمَةً لَمْ يَقْبَلِ اللَّهُ صَلَاتَهُ وَلَا سِيَامَهُ 40 يَوْمًا وَلَيْلَةً إِلَّا أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ. Our Prophet said, if one of you backbite his brother or his sister, لَمْ يَقْبَلِ اللَّهُ صَلَاتُهُ, Almighty Allah will not accept his prayer nor his fasting for 40 يَوْمًا وَلَيْلَةً, for 40 days and nights, till the person who is backbited, that person forgave him or forgave her. So it means that backbiting is a very major sin that we should not commit it. There is another hadith from our Prophet, peace be upon him. He says that, do you know all the people who enters in fire, in hell, in the hereafter? So as they are punished there, and the punishment are too much, so they do not have a calm life, and they torture a lot, they harm a lot because of the fire, because of the different punishments which are there. But in those area, in that hill, some of the groups are there, that the those people who are in the hill, they can be tortured from their hand, and they can be tortured from the punishment of those groups. Then our Prophet said, among those groups, one of them are backbiters, that they are eating from their own flesh, from their own meat. And then the people who are around them, and they are also can be punished by different things. So they can be tortured when they see these backbiters, that they are eating their fleshes. The fourth hadith is this, which came again from our Prophet. When our Prophet, peace be upon him and his household, when he went to the Mi'raj, in the night of Mi'raj, which is very obvious and clear in the history of our Prophet, peace be upon him, when he went there, he saw a group of the people that they are scratching their faces by copperic nails. They have copperic nails. By these copperic nails, they are scratching their faces. Then our Prophet asked from Jibreel, who are they? Why they are doing that? Then the Jibreel answered the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said, these group of the people, they are backbiters, that they backbite it, the Muslim brothers, the Muslim sisters. So that's why they are punished in the hereafter, in the hell, they will be punished like this, that they will scratch their faces by copperic nails. It is another saying. And also, our Prophet said, لَمَّا عَرَجَ بِي رَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلْ مَرَرْتُ بِقَوْمٍ لَهُمْ أَظْفَارٌ مِّن نُحَاسٍ. It is a saying, when our Prophet went to the night of Mi'raj, he says that when I went there, I saw a group of the people that they are scratching their faces by copperic nails, من نحاس يخمشون وجوههم وصدورهم, and also they are scratching their chests. فقلت من هؤلاء يا جبريل. I asked from Jibreel, who are they? Why are they are doing that? فقال هؤلاء الذين يأكلون لحوم الناس. The Jibreel answered and said, these people are those that they are eating the flesh of the people, وَيَقَعُونَ فِي أَعْرَاضِهِمْ, and they are trying to disrespect, to disgrace the Muslim people, and they are those people that they are trying to backbite the believers. So that's why they are punished like this. Again, there is another saying like this, that our Prophet said that I went to it the night of Mi'raj, and I saw there are some of the people, a group of the people, they were busy eating the septic flesh and meat, the meat and flesh which had a bad smell, and they were eating that. I asked from Jibreel, who are they? What are they doing? Jibreel answered me that they are the backbiters, as they backbited the believers, so now they are busy eating the bad smell flesh, the septic flesh. The sixth hadith is this, that our Prophet said, that do you know adultery? Adultery is a major sin. But when we compare backbiting to adultery, backbiting is a sin which is much worse than adultery. Our Prophet said, Ya Abu Dharr, Iyyaka wal ghayba. O Abu Dharr, you should not go near the backbiting, and you should keep away yourselves from backbiting. فَإِنَّ الْغَيْبَةَ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الزِّنَى. Then our Prophet said that the backbiting, that is much more worse than adultery. It is worse than adultery. قُلْتُ وَلِمَا ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Abu Dharr said that I asked from the Prophet, why it is so? Why backbiting, it is a sin which is worse than adultery? Our Prophet said, قال لأن الرجل يزني فيتوب. Because a person who commits adultery, then he can return to Almighty Allah and he can do tawbah. فيتوب الله عليه. Then Almighty Allah will accept his tawbah. والغيبة لا تغفر حتى يغفرها صاحبها. But backbiting is a sin that cannot be accepted till the owner of backbiting, he forgave the backbiters. It is a great sin, which our Prophet said. Now these were some of the hadiths, and God willing, we will continue our discussions, and we will talk further about this matter. There are some good narrations and stories from the life of our Prophet, peace be upon him. And we will talk about those important things. Thank you very much as you have followed this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.